Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grill House in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grill House has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grill House in Saugus, the perfect place to be.
B-Pod Studios.
Sports Hub.
Brady won't throw me the ball because he has no trust in me.
Rich.
I have a super dry tongue. Look.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
The Sports Hub. We are Toucher and Rich. It is the first time, I believe, in about 5 years that I have not gone to the... I'm not going to the Red Sox game. Partially, I guess it's a good thing that I don't go because I can actually watch the Bruins game and recall something that happened in it.
Yeah, I think it was... I know. Last year's was rained out. I mean, that was awful last year.
Last year, I obviously didn't go to the game. It was rained out. But I'm not doing any marathon-related activities. No Red Sox game. And then you think, like, because I can walk to where the marathon goes by, and I always, like, oh, I'll go do that. And then within 2 seconds, I'm bored. So I'm not going to do that either. Just going to take it slow.
It's one of my favorite days of the year. It always has been. It's like the weather's going to be pretty good actually around noon. I think they're going to say it's like 63 degrees, only partly cloudy, and then the rain's going to come slamming back down. I think around 2:30. But I mean, usually April 15th is the first day that you can finally say suck weather is behind us.
Oh,
usually April 15th. It's almost right around Marathon Monday, and I know that on Saturday, you know, I was wearing short sleeve shirt. I mean, I'm sure you guys were too if you're out. I mean, it was gorgeous.
Yeah, but that's a bold... Well, you always say that April's the worst month here.
The first 2 weeks of April, it's miserable. And it's always right when the Masters is here. You're like, you're thinking, why isn't the rest of the world... The rest of the world is gorgeous, and why are we sitting here and we're freezing our nuts off? However...
It's going to be 54 on Thursday.
Yep.
66 with rain on Saturday.
All right. At least we're seeing 60s. We're seeing...
60 on Tuesday, 60 on Wednesday, 54 on Thursday.
I'll take 54 if that's kind of an outlier. If it's in the 60s, I got no problem with that. I don't even have a problem with 55. That's fine. Better than the 40s and 30s craps we've been dealing with lately.
Yeah, but if it's going up to 54, that means that there's going to be a lot of the day that is not.
Well, the one thing about Marathon Monday is that, you know, people earn their springs, and like the city just vomits out human beings everyone's looking for an excuse to get out and have a good time. And Monday, where everyone is looking for an excuse to drink because most people are off, they go down near the finish line. Everyone has a good time. Everyone drinks at the bars. It's way more fun than you think it's going to be. And I know it's almost like, you know, going to the parades. You think of the hassle of getting down there, but once you get there, it's a blast and you have a good time. So I do what I do every year. I go down to a bar, make an appearance out of it, and I go and end up drinking with the people, and it's a good time. I don't do shots, Fred, as you were mentioning before. Yeah, I can't do that.
You brought it up, but everyone should buy Rich shots.
I know. I will not do that.
He's walking. You don't have to do anything. You're just walking.
I will not do shots.
Why?
Because I'm not going to do shots during the day.
Why not?
Because I don't want to get drunk. I want to drink.
And he wants to watch the Bruins, much like you were just talking about.
Yeah. But you can take a nap.
No. You see, Fred, I like drinking. I don't like getting drunk.
Then what's the point of drinking?
Because it feels good. It's a buzz. You feel nice. If you drink, you know, during several hours, I don't drink to get drunk every time I drink.
Well, but that's what the point of alcohol is.
Not to get drunk. No, it's not. See, that's an issue. If you think that every time you drink, you need to get drunk, that's an issue.
I don't think so. I think that's...
Well, you just said that.
No, I don't think it's an issue. I think that if you're going to go drinking, I don't know what the... I mean, drunk is not... I didn't say get blacked out.
Well, you said do shots.
Yeah, you do some shots if you're out with the people, if it's a special occasion.
No, I'll be drinking beer. I like drinking. I like going out and drinking and not getting drunk today.
But you said it's one of the special days.
Yeah, where you can drink. Yeah, where you can drink. I like drinking. I don't like getting drunk all the time. There's times where, you know, every time I drink, I'm not going to get drunk.
You like have a nice glass of vino?
No, I drink beer.
Okay, but so would you just like the flavor?
I like how it makes me feel. Yes, that's why I drink.
All right, so you're essentially getting drunk.
No, I'm not. So you get drunk every time you drink?
I mean, I get like at least a good buzz going.
Yeah, that's fine. Now we're talking. Like, that's what I like. I like getting a nice little buzz.
But I don't know how you're going to do it just drinking beers.
Oh, yeah. You can get a buzz drinking beer, but you won't get drunk.
I don't know. Six of one, half dozen of the other. I'm just saying, if you see Rich, do shots.
And I will not do them. Thank you.
And then
kindly,
if he doesn't do them, if he doesn't do them, then you should
get very angry and get thrown out of the bar.
No, don't get angry. Just, you know, bother him. Keep pushing him at him.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Well, I will not take them. I will not drink shots during the day.
Even if it was,
I'm a grown ass man. I'm not going to be drinking shots during the day because some guy will be offended.
All right. It's just you said it's a special time.
It is. It's fun to hang out with people. It's like a party down in the streets. It's a good time.
Mm. Wallach would do shots during the day.
Maybe one. And then that'll be it. Because my limit is a lot lower than you guys. I'm a lightweight compared to you gentlemen. So, yes. I, too, will drink beer during the day. That's safer for me.
Are you drinking today?
I might have one or two today, yes. I have
control over myself.
Yeah, we have good friends of ours that have a house right on the marathon course, so we go there for a few hours on Marathon Monday.
Oh, yeah, they gave me the hookup last year.
That's right. That's right. You met them. That's right. I forgot about that.
Last year was so miserable. Like, there was a point where you couldn't see about 20 feet in front of you. The rain was coming down so hard.
Yep.
So I was out there trying to watch Mary waiting over where...
Yeah, he was in Natick Center.
It was in Natick Center.
Yeah.
And the rain was so miserable. And even like if you have an umbrella, it's just... you can't avoid it. It's coming from all directions. And so I was giving the umbrella to my kids, and we're kind of just standing there trying to cover ourselves as much as we could. And John Wallach, like a saint, just comes out, comes floating out and goes, your kids' jackets, they seem to be somewhat wet. Would you like me to take them over across the street, put them in the dryer? I was like... One nice guy. So they took their socks off, gave them to John. John huffed them the whole way over to the house, like the dude from Blue Velvet, and then threw them in the dryer.
Well, John also...
Fun for everybody.
That part was a little weird. I kind of left that out of the original telling
right.
the story.
Yep.
John had a beer.
Yep.
He was feeling okay.
I was buzzing.
He was buzzing. He was just like, yeah, let's help everybody.
Yep.
This is the wall man. He had a lampshade on his head. No, why would you even have it? Just don't drink then.
What's the difference? Have one or two. That's all I had. That's one or two is good enough.
You're better off just drinking water.
No, why? Why? Wait, why?
What does one beer do?
Well, for a guy who has almost no tolerance like me, that actually puts a dent. And two, if I have three or four, that's it. I'm done.
You're a grown man. One beer is not going to do anything to you.
That even socially, just to have it with friends?
See, I think beer tastes good too.
Yeah, what's... What's the problem here?
No, I just don't understand. If you're just going to have one beer, why would you even drink?
Because I like the taste of beer.
Because the beer I have, I happen to like. What? I don't understand the confusion.
I don't understand why you would just have one beer.
Like, well,
why
when's the last time you drank not to get drunk?
When I drank not to get a... Like, what do you mean? Like, give me an example.
Like, when's the last time you drank to the point where you were still, like, being able to do, like, stuff all over, like for the rest of the day?
Oh, often.
Okay, well, then you understand what we're saying.
No, but I don't understand, like, I don't understand if you're not going to get, like, a good buzz going.
No, we get a small buzz.
That's what I'm saying. One is good enough for me to start. I told you, I'm a lightweight when it comes to
it. That's all in your head, because you're a grown man.
I am a grown man, that's true.
That's all in your head. I don't think physically that's possible.
I didn't say, like, a great buzz like the ones you guys are talking about, but it starts after one for me. It does.
Wow. So you can't drive after one beer?
No, I can drive after one beer, but you give me three or four, and it's a different story.
So if you had three beers over the course of like an hour and a half, you can't drive?
I'd have to wait. Yes. That's how much of a lightweight I am.
I've made two my rule. Like two is it. That's all I can do. If I'm going to drive anywhere, I can't do any more than two.
Yeah, I'm the same way.
That's one thing I just don't mess around.
Yeah, I don't mess around with that either. All right, we will be right back. Lots of stuff to talk about. 617-779-0985.
Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grillhouse has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus, the perfect place to be.
Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? Leaks are no match for DIY duct tape.
And the wrench.
And the towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random tube I found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape.
Perfect.
Ah, maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
Roto-Rooter.
Sports Hub app. For the latest podcasts, for the latest sports news, and for Tetcher and Rich, download the 98.5 The Sports Hub app now.
Oh, Kadri just cross-checked DeBrusk in the head in retaliation for a clean hit.
And now Chara wants a piece of Kadri.
Kadri's going to do it again. He's going to get himself suspended again. This is a wicked, wicked cross-check in retaliation for not only the DeBrusk hit, but also what DeBrusk hit earlier in the game on Kadri. He looked like he came right up into the grill of DeBrusk with this cross-check. He's getting tossed, as he should.
98.5 The Sports Hub, we're Tutcher and Rich. I took a gander at the Tutcher and Rich Twitter page. Unfair accusations being put around.
I tweeted something out?
No, you didn't. Oh, I looked at the mentions.
Oh, okay.
And they're like, oh, Fred, you can't imagine drinking that not to get drunk. What's your definition of drunk, dum-dum? I'm not talking about falling all over myself and getting in trouble and nailing the walls. I'm talking about getting a good buzz. It's your definition of being drunk. And I'm busting Rich's balls about doing shots.
Sure.
Because I think it's funny if people go up to him and say, do shots, because he's not going to do them. And it would create a kind of a thing. Now, Wallach having one beer is fascinating to me. And someone said, that's why you don't like craft beer. I don't like craft beer because it tastes like crap.
The culture of craft beer is annoying. Some of it tastes good, but I almost am at the point where I don't even like talking about it because it's there's this air of pretentiousness that comes with it. If I like a beer, I'll drink it.
Everyone with a dirty college hat is always at a brewery. But the one thing,
there's some good breweries.
I'm the only one not drinking today. That's B. But my point to Wallach should be understood. If you're going to have one beer, why even drink? That's my point. And if that makes me a bad person, then that makes me a bad person.
Just makes you mean.
I think that's obvious.
Big, fat, meanie.
Mean and mm-hmm. not good, not a good person. I think that's both of those things.
I am not drinking today. I'm the only one.
I'm happy to hear it. Good for you.
Why?
So you can stay up and watch the Bruins.
By the way, and if you want to talk about, like, if I play golf, I'll have, like, beers. I'm not doing shots.
Sure. Well, that's normal on a course. Pick one up at the turn.
Hey, by the way, I've drank more than one beer with you.
Who said you didn't?
All right.
Did I miss some part of the conversation that I blacked out?
I don't think at any point, John, you ever said, and Fred, you only drink one beer when we go out.
What the hell is that?
Those words have never been said.
No, I'm saying that John has had numerous beers with me.
Oh, yes. Yeah, of course.
Yes. All right. On the way to Foxwoods?
I just don't like the way that I talked being considered that I'm some kind of deviant.
No.
No one's calling it that to your face.
Some people do not see the rib jibbing in the... And you see, sometimes balls doth be busted on the show.
I'm trying to get Rich to bug him to get shots. It's not going to happen. And Wallach is fascinating to me that he can have a beer. And if he has three beers, he walks into walls.
Hold on. I didn't say walk into walls. I said I couldn't drive. I'd have to wait before I drove. That's what I said.
So three beers over, you know, in three
not
beers.
Not walking into walls.
Three beers over 2 hours, there's no way.
No, you said an hour, hour and a half.
All right, fine. The three beers in an hour, something would show up on a breathalyzer. All right, so you guys watched
Game of Thrones last
night. Yes, I did.
And Rich has not watched all the episodes, but to you, Rich, it was sort of a comedy.
Okay, so I watched the first season and a half, and then I turned it off because, as I said, everyone was a horrible person. There were incest everywhere, and they were degrading. I might have turned off right around the time when you saw the guy get castrated, and I was like, all right, I'm done.
No, that was not entertaining anymore.
Yeah, yeah. This is just like torture.
It's brutal. Yeah, there are a lot of episodes where it's brutal.
And then the guy's like his slave. And like, I'm like, this is real. This is, listen, make it. I'm glad it's a hit, but it was too uncomfortable for me.
So
maybe I could relate to it.
So what I did was I went and I watched this video, which I tweeted out, and it was because I'm kind of sick of not getting the references, but I don't want to invest 60 hours to catch up with everything that I didn't see. Now, I did watch the end of last season because, once again, everyone was talking about it, and I liked the last couple episodes. It was great. There's dragons and wars and battles and dudes with beards stabbing each other in the stomach. That's okay. That's cool. So I watched last night, and I'm somewhat caught up. And I thought that episode was hysterical. I mean, and I know it was supposed to be serious, but I laughed out loud several times. So if you know, there's this giant army of the dead that's coming over. They finally busted through this wall that everyone talks about, and they're coming to take everyone away. They're going to kill everyone, and there's impending doom.
They're descending from the north,
and they're moving at like ridiculous pace from what we're hearing, okay? However, there was still time for Dragon Lady and Mr. I used to be dead, but I'm not dead anymore.
Daenerys and Jon Snow, yes.
To go on a magical dragon ride together. A whole new world.
Now, why were they riding dragons together? Just as like going on like a dual bike ride or something?
They were riding dragons together.
No. That's actually a very good comparison. It's let's get away. Let's do it. Let's not go for a walk. Let's take dragons and like get dropped off on top of this impossibly high mountain where no one can find us.
So they fly away and it's like she's going, I can show you the world.
Seriously.
He's like, oh, I can't hold on. It's Superman when he has Lois Lane together.
Yeah,
that's what it is. Can you read my mind? It's that moment, except he's the one who's all scared and a novice, and she's like, oh, you silly Billy. So then they land, and the whole reason they get away from the world was so they can do it. So they're like, we could stay here forever. And she's like, keep your queen warm. And meanwhile, like, there's these, like, bloodthirsty killers coming. There's just all this massive sense of urgency. They're all going to destroy them all. Yet they're like, like on the wings of an eagle. And they're inside these, like, this waterfall. And I'm saying to myself, like, this is really dumb. Like, who's, like, into this right now? And it wasn't even just, like, so they could get in, like, you know, like a love scene or whatever, because that didn't really happen. They cut off. They just showed the dragons, like, smiling, too. The dragons looked at him like,
They didn't even show
love.
How many boobies did they show yesterday?
Oh, there was one scene that, independent of this scene, where there were three naked girls on one guy.
And they just threw that out of nowhere. Had nothing to do with the plot.
No. They had to go and get this guy to go kill Jamie Lannister, but he was with the three girls when the guy came.
Forget about that. That doesn't matter. Because then there was another scene where there's a kid whose name is Bran, and he is this dude who is now seeing the eyes of a raven.
He's the guy who gets pushed out of the window in the first episode.
Sure.
I'm aware of it.
Okay. So he's paralyzed. And like, you know, throughout the show, there was a guy named Hodor who used to carry him around. And you know, it was like Master Blaster. He was like basically the dude who would protect him. Well, Hodor's not around anymore. So they just, throughout almost the entire episode, someone just forgot about this kid and left him in this courtyard, because every scene, it's almost just like people would walk in and they'd be like, oh, there you are. And he'd just be sitting there like, this poor kid is sitting in the snow and people forgot to like, they're just like, oh, where's Bran? I thought you had him. He's sitting there the entire episode just staring at his face and everyone forgot about him. Who left poor Bran?
Now, does that make sense to you, John, because you've seen all the episodes?
No, Rich makes a good point.
Someone just left him there.
I've seen it so much that it's like, oh, okay, there's Bran over in the corner.
You've seen it so much that you can't call out the show's faults. That's what it is.
That's fair. Bran always is sitting there staring off into the distance, like processing all of his knowledge.
Like somebody
that you're just
fart.
Used to him sitting there. But it's true. He makes a good point.
It's like, it looks like he's sniffing a fart the whole time.
Yeah, no, that's true. Rich is right.
And it made me laugh every time the scene would come in and someone would walk and he's still there. That episode might have encapsulated like a week and a half, and the dude never left the courtyard.
All right, so you didn't like it, the episode.
The episode exists to set up the final five, basically.
That's
only
all it was.
Six episodes this season?
Yes. Yeah. And apparently the final five are like one giant battle scene, which I'm all in on.
No, that's...
Even if I'm missing stuff.
There was no real... There was like one scary part at the end where, I mean, the dead aren't incorporated into any of this except at the end of the episode. But you take a look at the previews for the next episode, then we get down to business. Next Sunday is when we all get down to business in the conflict.
It was a wet fart of an episode.
It was. It's a B and B minus at best.
And not every episode needs to be great. I understand that. There have to be episodes that set things
up. But all the buildup.
But I couldn't stop laughing.
I agree.
At that episode.
All right. Well, listen, I will one day catch up with Game of Thrones.
No, you won't.
I will.
No, you won't. There's too much. There's no way.
I've done it before. I did it with The Shield. I did it with The Office.
No, but this one doesn't have the magic and Mysterio and the dragons and all of which you hate. So there's no chance.
All right. E-I-T-H-I-N.
Is this Ethan?
It's Ethan.
Is this Ethan?
Hello.
Is your name Ethan?
Yeah.
Okay. That is a very interesting spelling. Yeah. E-I-T-H-I-N.
Yeah.
Hey, Ethan.
All right. What's up?
You were talking about Game of Thrones earlier and about Brandon just sitting in the courtyard.
Yeah.
Well, what you were missing is, remember when Sam went up to Brandon, they started having a conversation, and he's like, I'm waiting for a very old friend. You know how the
for
very
5 days they left him in the snow?
He was waiting for somebody because when Jaime Lannister showed up, Jaime Lannister is the one who pushed him out the building.
Yeah, but
the first time they saw
by the way,
you would think a guy who was that kind of sight would know when Lannister was showing up so he wouldn't have to stay in the courtyard for 5 days, right?
He didn't know he was coming. That's why he was standing there.
I know, but if he knew he was coming, he would know when he was going to show up and wouldn't have to sit outside for 5 days.
Somebody said apparently Winterfell is not wheelchair accessible.
That's true. It's not.
They just left him sitting there. That's true. I'm like, this poor kid.
Winterfell has no handicapped parking. That's true.
Like, they just abandoned the boy.
That's good point.
And he was there for like a week and a half. Every scene they walked, like, oh, you're still here.
All right. Well, there you go. There is your recap of Game of Thrones.
I like it.
And then he just went off.
Quick, I'll be back after I'm done with my dragon ride.
Meanwhile, everyone's getting slaughtered. The dead is eating their livers.
Everyone's so coming and nothing
They had
matters.
To have at least one incest scene. All right, what do you want to do in the
So he's very angry. He says, this is why people who don't watch Game of Thrones shouldn't make comments. It makes it look stupid as blank, especially a nationally syndicated show. Thank you for thinking we're nationally syndicated.
I watch Game of Thrones, which is right on most of this. It's honest to God.
All right.
I've seen every episode.
And by the way, once you can bring somebody back from the dead, like, all bets are off. Like, it's like nothing matters anymore. All right, so a witch brings Jon Snow back from the dead. He's alive.
I'll tell you this, is that then you don't like the Avengers. Well, they bring him back from the dead.
Well, they have not yet. They have not yet.
Okay.
That's the thought.
It all depends on how this ends, as how you will judge everything before it. It's like Lost. Do not blow this ending.
All right. What we got coming up?
Oh, all sorts of fun stuff.
All right.
We'll get
there. You have it. It's going to be fun. All right. Here are the headlines. 98.5
The Sports. Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grillhouse has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus, the perfect place to be.
Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? Leaks are no match for DIY duct tape.
And a wrench. And a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random tube I found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape.
Perfect.
Maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
Roto-Rooter.
Off. Dutcher and Rich are back on TV.
I really didn't know that.
Twitch.tv. Follow the Sports Hub. Watch and react with 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Now it's time to get to the stuff that we couldn't get to. It's the stack.
98.5 The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich and John. You have a new lineup for today's Red Sox game.
And this is a weird one.
Originally, the Sox had Dustin Pedroia at second leading off. They had Steve Pierce as the DH, Blake Swihart in left, and Christian Vasquez as the catcher. All four of those guys playing normal positions. For some reason, all four of those guys have been moved around. Maybe Pedroia's knee is acting up. I don't know. But now Pedroia is the DH. And instead of Nunez playing second, Vasquez, Christian Vasquez, will be your second baseman today for the first time in his major league career. He has four major league infield innings, and those were at third base. And so Swihart's going to catch, and now Pierce goes out and plays left. Benintendi's out after fouling a ball off his foot yesterday.
And Vasquez,
and Jackie Bradley's out. He's getting a day off.
Can Vasquez, like, move?
I guess. I don't know.
Because playing third base is a lot different than playing second base.
It is on a variety of levels.
Yeah.
But well, that's going to be kind of fun to see.
I'd love to see a double play grounder to third to see what happens here. It should be interesting.
How funny is it? Like, if you're the Orioles, you're like, dude, if they're doing that against us, we got to suck.
I don't know.
I mean,
I don't know. They let Chris Davis get off.
I mean, that was kind of funny. Did you see Chris Davis? So how many hits was it in a row?
55, 56 at-bats?
Yeah, 55 at-bats, and he was 0 for 55. And then when he finally got his first hit after that, did you see he asked to keep the ball?
Yes. Yeah, I think that would... I'm trying to decide whether or not that's like poking fun at yourself or whether or not he really meant it.
No, I believe that that's like for... he's got it in his head, and I think if he keeps that ball, well, it's
almost
like...
If that's the case, that's really too bad.
Yeah. You know, well, he had two hits that game, right?
Yeah. No, he broke out.
And by the way,
hit five RBI or something like that.
Yeah, he had a big day.
Yeah.
And he was well overdue.
Well, we all know that flying can sometimes be miserable, but there really aren't many things worse than when you're sitting and you're trying to read, or you got the little tray down and you're doing something on a computer and the dude in front of you just says, "I'm reclining." Well, that's why Delta said, "You know what? That's something that we're just going to completely get rid of." So they have said that they are going to reduce main cabin and comfort plus recline from 4 inches to 2 inches, and in first class from 5.5 to 3.5 inches starting this weekend. Reducing the recline, thank you very much. I heard somebody this weekend say the best way to get revenge on somebody who has too much of a recline in front of you is you take your air vent over your head and you aim it directly towards their head and crank it. And they got no choice but to have to put the thing back up and move out of the path of your airstream.
Who's ever reclined in like a economy seat and gone like, ah?
That's a good point.
It doesn't matter. People do it all the time.
I mean, it creates no bigger comfort. I mean, it's more comfortable to sit straight than to be leaned back 4 inches.
And you want to do that thing with your knee where you just jam it into the back. But then again, you don't want to be a complete a-hole, even though you're sitting there completely crushed. So thank goodness. And I hope that all of the airlines do that. There's no need for that recline. And you know what? Now that you've like put it down to 2 inches, is there any need to even do that? Just take it away. You don't need the recline. You're sitting in a seat.
Probably just an excuse to jam more seats on the plane. To give even less leg room.
But you would rather have it that way, right?
I don't get the point of reclining.
The only time I recline is if we take off and no one is sitting behind me. That's it.
Yeah.
That's the only time I do it.
If I'm sleeping on a long flight and I'm in first class, I'll recline.
Well, I mean, that's like, why you buy first class on a long flight. I mean, that's different.
I've flown first class twice, so I can tell you that.
Also, Chris Hogan, he has found a home. He signed as a free agent with Carolina, so he will not be coming back to the New England Patriots. He has found a new place over there with Cam Newton, so we'll see if they can have some sort of chemistry and magic there.
Carolina throws a ton. He should get the football a lot more next year.
Well, the Kings have agreed to a deal with Luke Walton, so you know they're going to win.
Yeah, baby.
So once he's left. Okay, let's talk about that for a minute. So the reason Magic Johnson ended up quitting is one reason is that he said he didn't want to fire, or he intimated that he did not want to fire Luke Walton. And he said that what were all the reports that Jeannie Buss said that they wanted to keep him?
Jeannie Buss wanted to keep him.
Then why is he still there? Or why has he been let go?
Like,
if she wanted to keep him and he left, I thought that meant his job was safe.
I think for the reasons we were talking about it, now that it's public that a guy in charge of basketball operations wanted to get rid of him, I don't know how much authority, as if he had much anyway, how much authority he would have going back into that locker room. I mean, LeBron James is the lead dog in that locker room to begin with. And if the boss had lost faith in him, how much can Luke Walton really... How much power can he really wield?
Yeah. He was a bad coach. I mean, he wasn't good at coaching.
Or how about when he was winning, he was doing it with the Golden State Warriors, who could coach themselves.
And who had already been coached. And so, he just filled in.
That's the reason Mike Brown is now Steve Kerr's top assistant.
I mean, there's
yeah, it's a great point. Mike Brown's the worst.
Yeah. I mean, I could coach the Golden State Warriors over the course of 5 games and be fairly confident we would win all of them if they were trying in any way, shape, or form.
Did you see the video of Amir Johnson checking his cell phone with Joel Embiid?
That, I did. Not a good look. Bench? Not a good look when you're getting stomped like that. All not right. a good look.
Joel Embiid was asked about it. He said that Amir Johnson had his phone on the bench because he was checking on his daughter because she's extremely sick.
Would that be why they were smiling while looking at the phone in that picture?
I would say, well, then why are you laughing?
Yeah, that's.
Or I would also say, why don't you just have someone else hold the phone and report to you if something bad happens?
Yeah, you are not allowed to do that. So he has been fined, and he's gonna. I just love what H. Rod's Blakely answer was: is that you can't be suspended because he doesn't play.
Yeah, that's the thing, is that if you ever had any inclination to play Amir Johnson for whatever reason, I would not play him.
Amir Johnson, is he the most forgettable member of the Celtics over the last 10 years? Most forgettable starting player on the Celtics.
Yes. Yeah, I would agree.
Yeah, yes. no question. Here he is. This is Joel Embiid talking about that.
Joe, TV cameras caught you looking at a phone near Johnson. Is that something that happens all that much, or are you surprised that he had a phone?
He never happened. I mean, obviously, I wasn't on my phone, I just looked down because he said that his daughter was extremely sick and he was checking on her. I don't know. I just looked and he was checking on his daughter. She's sick.
That to me sounded like before they went to the podium, they all got together in a huddle and said, here's what you're going to say. What can you say where you won't get any kind of crap after all this is done? Because that was a big story during the game, and everyone knew about it before it was done and over with.
In fairness, those marathon NBA first halves and second halves, you really got to. I mean, I don't know how you could go that 45 minutes without checking your phone. All right, so we'll be right back. What will we discuss, Rich?
We're going to talk a little bit more about the specifics of Kadri's disciplinary meeting today with the NHL.
All right, we'll be right back.
Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grillhouse has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus, the perfect place to be.
Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? Leaks are no match for DIY duct tape.
And the wrench. And the towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random 2x found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape.
Perfect.
Maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
Roto-Rooter.
There's someone very special I want you guys to meet.
Toucher and Rich.
I just want to tell you both good luck.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
.985 The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. You want to get on Twitch?
We have some special guests here in studio.
Surprise visit from my wife and children. Since there's no marathon activities today, a very difficult day to fill in the Toucher household. A lot of people on spring break.
Mm-hmm.
All right, what else is going on, Rich?
The Kadri disciplinary hearing is going to be today, and one of the things that many people are saying is the reason that he's going to get quite a lofty punishment is, of course, because of his record and because of the things he's done in the past, including just last year being suspended 3 games for the boarding of Tommy Wingles. Now, we played earlier today that clip of Sean Avery that just randomly he came out with, which was strange. Is this like a thing that he does every once? Is he like the bad boy of Instagram? Does he, like, troll people all the time? Or
it sounds like it, because he's... All right, you going to play it?
All right, so let's just get to... let's hear from not your dad's favorite hockey player, all right? Take it away, naughty boy Sean Avery.
I'm really happy to be back. Canada.
Oh, that's not it right there. That's, you know what that is? That's Sean Avery. This, by the way, this is what he said to get him an indefinite suspension, because he used to be the boyfriend of Alicia Cuthbert. Remember from 24? Remember the actress in 24?
The girl next door.
And then Dion Phaneuf, I believe, was dating her at this time after he had already broken up. And here's what he said.
I'm really happy to be back in Calgary. I love Canada. And I just wanted to comment on how it's become like a common thing in the NHL for guys to fall in love with my sloppy seconds. I don't know what that's about, but enjoy the game tonight.
So this guy's obviously a good dude.
Yeah, he was a very popular player.
He was obviously a really nice guy and well-beloved.
Right. His fellow players they couldn't get enough of him.
So here's Sean Avery.
All right, you know the drill. I'm about to talk about sports. So if you don't want to hear it, change the channel. That f***ing hit DeBrusque just threw on Patrick Marleau in the Leafs-Bruins game was a dirty hit. That's one of those unwritten rule hits that you don't throw, especially to a guy that's played 20 years in the NHL. But obviously the refs had the whistle up their ass, or they were too f***ing slow and there were two lines behind the play, so they didn't see it, so they couldn't have called it. That f***ing DeBrusque kid, it's a greasy f***ing hit, okay? It's time for Austin Matthews to wake up. Game 3, he should drop the gloves with DeBrusque and go toe-to-toe at center ice, set the tone for the home crowd. Let's go Leafs. Oh, here we go, all you yippity-yappity Bruins fans. Oh, what about Kadri's hit? Kadri's hit. The only problem with Kadri's hit was that he didn't take the top row of DeBrusque's teeth out.
All right, and as we mentioned earlier, why Austin Matthews are you choosing to get in a fight and to take it? Why is it his responsibility?
We looked it up. Austin Matthews has had a full 4 penalty minutes this year.
Close, 12.
No, in his career.
In his career, he's had under 40.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
In his career, he's had under 40. He had a dozen during the regular season this year.
I take it back. He had a dozen. Yeah,
right. So, it's still just as bad.
No, I know. There's someone who is obviously not afraid to drop the gloves. And also, if you're Babcock, that's exactly what you want to have happen is have...
You're already down your third line center. Yeah. Let's make sure the second line center goes at it.
Yeah, just pop him out of that game.
Another great thing about Kadri is when you take a look at what he's done, you know, not only has he been suspended 4 games for cross-checking and the boarding, you know, last year, but there's a ton of things he's been fined for diving and embellishment.
He embellished the knee-to-knee thing.
Yeah, I mean...
Oh, absolutely.
He's an agitator. That's what he does.
In March 2016, actually, he's been fined twice in the same month, $2,000 for diving and embellishment. That was a bad month for him. In February of 2016, he was fined $5,000 for inappropriate gestures, which is stupid, because apparently what happened is he did a throat slash at someone. That's dumb. I'm not going to crap on him for that.
It's just bad sportsmanship altogether.
Yep, and he got 4 games for an illegal check to the head against Matt Fraser and... suspended three games for a hit to the head against Nicholas Backstrom. I remember that. Backstrom just got laid out and he was laying there on the ice.
Yes, I remember that.
Yeah, and it wasn't like he was thrown into him. I mean, he just went straight out and laid him out. So.
No, he's not a good guy.
No, not a good guy. So just, you know, and Fred, we were talking about this off the air. Even though he's a third line center, you were saying that most people are agreeing that he is one of the major cogs in this team as far as being one of the more physical players on that.
Yeah, Fluto Shinzawa was saying that he brings all that toughness and that they're really going to miss him. All right, what are you guys doing? I know you're fighting. My daughter Zoe and my son Milo are here.
Both have smiles on their faces, which means that's not good.
Hang on, we got it.
Wait, what?
Microphone in front of the face, Milo. There you go. What do you got?
Hello there.
Hello.
What's up?
Hi.
All right. Hello, Zoe.
Hi.
Do you know Paulie D? Rich was telling you off the air, Paulie D was at the Celtics game yesterday.
Yes.
Do you wish that you were at the game with him?
No.
No?
Liar.
Not a lot.
Okay. Would you rather see him in studio?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. What would you say to him?
I don't know.
What's Paulie D's favorite thing to say on the TV show?
Oh, yeah, Cap's here.
There we go.
And in the new show, they give you they when they get rid of you,
right?
They just say your cab's here, and then the girl has to leave.
And then if he wants you to stay,
he says,
can I have your phone number?
Can you put your number in my phone?
Yeah, well.
What'd you say when mommy's aunt told us to take off the show?
What?
Okay.
What happened?
Mom's aunt asked us to take off the show, turn off the...
And we refused.
We refused. That's right. All right. Do you want to talk to Zolak and those guys?
No, thank you.
Okay. Do you want to, Zoe? Okay. Very good. What are you going to do today?
This is the real 98.5 Sports Hub. That's just the junior one.
You're saying the Zolak show is the junior one.
Yeah. This is the real one.
Now, who do you really not like at this station? There's someone you're always complaining about when we're in the car. There's someone you're always complaining about. Do you know who it is?
No.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
It's in the afternoon.
Oh, Maz, because he's talking so loudly. It's annoying.
Okay, yeah, you get annoyed.
My kids feel the same way, trust me.
Yeah, every time, yeah. It's just his voice and the amount he talks.
Yeah.
All right, is Zolak out there? Or are they? I see him on there on the monitors.
Yeah.
They don't have headsets on, though.
There's Why Hardy. Hardy does.
Hardy's got a headset.
But who knows if Hardy's listening to our show.
Hi, Hardy.
Of course. I'm always listening.
All right. How is it out there?
It's great. It's actually the weather kind of cleared up as we were driving in here this morning. We're at Lucky Strike, where we had a chance to play a three-way Papa Shot before we headed upstairs. I forget who ended up winning between the three of us, me, you, and... Who was it?
The golf guy.
Oh, that's right.
It was Hardy. It was me.
Okay.
43-37 was the score.
Right. Yeah. So.
Now, are you...
Hang on. I forgot to break this news. Hardy, did you cry yesterday when Tiger Woods won?
Cry?
Yeah.
You cried?
I'm not afraid to admit that I welled up a little bit. Yeah.
Stop. I wanted to say, all right. Is it okay for somebody to cry watching a sporting event that doesn't involve either your children or yourself? And I said, I'm going to use the scale as Dan Roach in 2004. I'm going to ask Dan Roach, did he cry when the Red Sox won? And I got a text back. And I said, taking a poll, did you cry when the Sox won 2004? He goes, I was happy for everyone. Lots of people that wanted to see it. And I said, but did you cry? And he put, no, I did not. If Dan Roach didn't cry at the Sox in 2004, Hardy, what are you doing?
I cry at the end of Rudy, and I've seen it 10 times. I cry at the end of Hoosiers. I can't help it.
But that's Rudy, man.
Rudy's Roach there. Cried 2 years ago when he took Harry to the Baseball Hall of Fame and they walked in.
I cry at 3 points during Miracle. I mean, I can't help it. I'm the emotional guy.
You got all those nerves at the surface.
Fred, you cry when your kids walked in studio to go come in on air again?
No, but they I'm glad they did. Are you saying that's not a good idea?
No. I just can think of 18 other million things I'd rather do if I had my kids off than go see Daddy at work.
Yeah, that's funny. My kids love me.
I don't. Yeah.
All right. Everyone, do you guys have anything left to say?
What's that?
Okay. All right. Very good. It sounds like you guys are done. All right.
No.
Okay.
I have to call something about Poddy. So he probably doesn't want to see Poddy at the Celtics because there's going to be too much ladies crowding him.
That's right.
That's the way Poddy works.
Mm-hmm. All right. Everyone have a wonderful day. That'll do it for us. Bye.
Your sister's there.
Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grill House in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grill House has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grill House in Saugus, the perfect place to be.
Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? Leaks are no match for DIY duct tape. And a wrench. And a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random 2x found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape. Perfect.
Maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
Roto-Rooter.
Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.